Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 25 and let's read from verse 14 to verse 30. The parable of the talents. The title of the message, the good and faithful servant of the Lord. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled account with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with the 2 talents also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servants. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Lord, thank you for your word that you give us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, and we invite you to speak to each and every one of us your word and explain to us, O God, things in a clear way, O Lord. And we pray, Lord, that your message, O Lord, will give a clear direction and instruction to your people in the way that you want each and every one of us to live our life unto you, Lord. Lord, I pray for myself. You help me to deliver the message, O God. Put words in my lips and my mouth and anoint me, O God, that your name would be glorified and lifted up, O Lord. We pray that you would take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it to your people, O Lord, who are waiting to hear your word. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In Matthew chapter 24, the Lord starts to speak about his second coming and the events that will accompany his second coming. In Matthew chapter 25, he started to speak also about his second coming, but he spoke here in parables. The message here is a warning message, is a message to warn the people of God that the Lord is coming. Christ will come, and he wants us to be ready when he comes. The message today is to make you ready for the second coming of the Lord. The details of His second coming, the Lord discussed it in Matthew chapter 24. And we can read also in the book of Revelation, the book of 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians. But here, the message is about how we can live today so that when He will come, He will find us ready and He will take us with Him to heaven. In verse 14, He say, He called His servant, the Master, our Lord, before He went to heaven, He called His servant, and the Lord had called us. God had called me and He had called you. We are His servant. He had called His servants. When the Lord will come, He will take His servant, those who serve Him. He will take the disciples. He will not take the crowd, but He will take those true followers of Him and of His word. He called His servants. So here we need to understand that we need to be God's servant. Some people, they say, I just want to believe, but I don't like to serve, or I am busy, or I am fully occupied. But the thing here, that the Word of God is telling us, is if we will not serve the Lord, then there is no rapture. We will not be part of the rapture with when the Lord will come. If you are busy, away from the Lord in your life, interested with on your own life, then Christ, when He will come, He will leave you behind. Joshua, he told the people of God, he told them, you choose today. If you don't serve the Lord, you choose either to serve the God of your forefather before the river, or the God of this land, the God of the Amorites. What He is telling them, if you don't like to serve the Lord, you are going to serve Satan and demons. If you don't serve the Lord, then automatically you are serving Satan, and you are serving the power of darkness. We have no other option than to trust and to obey. He called His servants, and God is calling you today to be His servant. And the second word here that we want to emphasize, and entrusted His property to them. God had entrusted His property to us. What the Lord had given us. In the parable, He said that He gave to someone 5, to the other 2, to the other 1. Everyone according to his ability. Everyone had received something from the Lord. Some people, they say, God did not give me anything. It is impossible. It cannot be. God had given you something. Everyone had received from the Lord something according to his ability. You have a certain ability, and God had given you something, and He is calling you to be accountable to what He had given you. One talent is equal to 70 pounds, and 70 pounds is equal to 34 kilograms. So even the person who have one talent, he had received as something big, a 34 gram of something. So there is a good quantity of for each and every one of us had received from the Lord. We cannot say that we did not receive from the Lord things of good value. What the Lord had given you, and He called you to be accountable. God has given you life. Your life is not your own. Some people, they say, this is my life, leave me alone, I am free with my decision. No, you are not free. Your life belongs to the Lord. And He had given you breath. He had given you strength. He had given you good health in order to live your life for Him and to serve Him. I always pray, Lord, give me good health and give me strength so I can serve You. The health that You have, the life that You have, and the strength that You have, the Lord had given it to You. So you will live your life, enjoying your life in serving the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord hates people who want to manage their life by their own way. Some people, they say, this is my plan. I want to go there. I like to be like that. I want to be there. He does not like this. He likes people who commit their lives unto His hand and are willing to go and to live and to follow the good plan that He has for them. The Lord say in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and future. Your life is not belong to you. Your life is belong to Christ, and God wants you to live your life unto Him. What God has given you? God has given you this life so that you will live a fruitful, effective, productive life unto Him. Good quality life with the fruit for the Lord. That is what He entrusts to you. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life away from the Lord and away from God's service. You may serve people. You may serve your ambition. You may serve your own plan. You may serve power and authority in order to achieve certain things. But if you are not going to serve the Lord, then your life will be unfruitful and unproductive in the knowledge of Him who called us for His own glory and will. What the Lord had given you more? God had given us time. Every day, we have a 24 hour. What we are doing with our time? Are we busybody or we are busy with the right things? Busybody are wasting time. Chatting, gossiping, telling a story. Time is occupied by fun and pleasures and worldliness without any fruit. God had given us time. Time for rest, time for sleep, time to work, time to study, time to pray, time to eat, time to read the Bible, time to study the Bible, time to serve the Lord, time to evangelize, time to disciple, time to reach the lost. All these, it should be part of our daily living and life. The 24 hours that God gives for each and every day, it must be fruitful. Look to how you spend your time. See, when you are wake up in the morning, till you put your head on the pillow and sleep, what you have done on that day, what you are doing on the usual day of your life. Are you wasting time? Are you sitting and watching TV and wrong things and news and dramas and fun and wasting your time with your friends and parties and happening and without any fruit? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14 to 17. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Are you wasting your time? And you are not aware? The Lord is telling you today, wake up, use your time wisely. Verse 15, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Are you making the most of every opportunity? Or you are opportunity waster and time waster? God had called you today accountable to what He entrusts to you. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 5. He say, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. God called us to make the most of every opportunity. God had put people, circumstances, even around us, along the day. And God wants us to be fruitful on that matter. I pray that the message today is to motivate you. The message today is to redirect you from living your life irresponsible, immature, careless, looking for fun, to a mature, responsible, committed person who lives his life for Christ. The message today is to encourage you. If you have been discouraged by negative events around you, or by people, or by opposition, or rejection, or persecution, the message today is to encourage you to go on and serve the Lord wholeheartedly. If you are using your time effectively, I encourage you, my brother, I encourage you, my sister, I encourage you, church, to continue and serve the Lord wholeheartedly. You are just doing the right things, and the Lord will come. He will either say, there are two statements the Lord will say when He will come. And I pray daily, Lord, I want to hear from You, good and faithful servant. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The Lord, when He will come with His faithful servant who is persevering, doing His will to be fruitful to the maximum level, to what the Lord has given them potential, the Lord will say to us, well done, good and faithful servant. I pray daily, and this is my ambition, this is my prayer, this is my desire, this is my goal to achieve, to live my life for Christ. I want to hear from Him, well done. Yes, Lord, this is my prayer. I want to hear from You, Lord. Well done, good and faithful servant. The other statement that the Lord will say, I don't know you. Away from Me, evildoers. The Lord will say this to those Christians who had believed in Christ, who had come to know Christ, but they are busy with life and worldliness, and they had put their priorities in the wrong way. Who live with an evil and wrong motive, not to glorify Christ, but to glorify their own plans and ambitions. How much the Lord want us to give a profit? 100%, double. This is the business of the Lord. God's work, God wanted to be fruitful and successful 100%. The one who had five, He brought five tenants. Double the amount, 100%. The one who had received two, He brought two more. If you have received five, God wants five more. If you have received two, God wants two more. If I have received three, God wants three more. What God had given us more? What are the things that we have received from the Lord? Money, material, blessing. Are we our good steward to what God has entrusted to us? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. He who had been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. God wants you to be fruitful. You have time, you have mind, you have talents, you have strength, you have muscle power, you have body parts. You will use them to work. You will get an income. From this income, you need to tithe your income. Christians should be a tithe giver. Tithe your money. The 10th% belongs to the Lord for the work of the Lord. Those who does not bring their tithes to the storehouse of the Lord, to the church that care for them and feed them, the word of God speak about them as robbers. Robbers will not enter the kingdom of God. What you receive from income, you tithe it. The rest of your income, it will be enough to satisfy all the needs, and it will be more after you bring your tithe. Some people, they say, how we can tithe if our expenses more than the salary? You need to have stewardship, you need to have discipline. But after you tithe, the floodgates of heaven will be opened, and God going to rebuke the devourer, the extra expenses, bills, penalty, tax, he will take it away. And you will rebuke it. The rest of your salary will be more than enough to what you need. You need to work. You need to be diligent and active. We get income. We tithe it. The rest of it, we live a good life. We spend on the daily important needs. We should not waste. Christian should have stewardship. Use the resources wisely. Money, food, water, electricity, transport. All in a wise way. And not to waste. The Lord said, let nothing be wasted after he multiply the bread and the fish. He asked his disciples to gather all the part that is left from the bread. Although he can multiply it again, but he want to teach his disciples not to waste. You can read that in John 6:12. The Lord say, let nothing be wasted. What you receive from income, you should spend it wisely. God will give you understanding and wisdom. Kneel down and pray. After you tithe your money, your income, say, Lord, open the floodgates of heaven and bless me and rebuke the devourer and give me wisdom how to budget the rest of my salary, the rest of my income, so that your name will be glorified and I will live life to the full in your presence, O Lord. The Christian should know how to keep some money as saving to help those in need and to keep it as saving for the future. Money is an important factor in your life. You must use it wisely, effectively. This is one of the talents that the Lord had given you. One of the things that the Lord had given you. What the Lord had given you? What is in your hand now to read? Bible, the Word of God. You are accountable. You are called to handle the Word of God in a wise way. Do your best to present yourself as a worker who not need to be ashamed, who handles the Word of God correctly, who know how to handle the Word of God. The Word of God for teaching, correcting, rebuking, and training in righteousness. You need to master it. Spend time on it. Invest time on the Word of God. The Word of God, according to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, the Word of God say, let this book of the law not depart from your mouth. Read it and speak it. Meditate on it day and night, so that you will be careful to obey everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. As you read the Word of God and meditate on it and obey the commands, you will be prosperous and successful. What the Lord had given you more. And God called you today to be accountable and fruitful. Life of prayer. Life of prayer. Pray in the Spirit all kinds of prayer. And pray for all the saints and pray for me according to Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 to 20. We need to pray. Prayer is communication with the Lord. We charge ourselves with the prayer. We used to sit hours talking without prayer. Nothing will happen. No fruit of your in your life. You need to spend your life in prayer. We pray, then we do. When we pray, God answers our prayer. He gives us mission field. He gives us work to do. Ask of me, and I will give you the nation. We pray for the lost. We pray for the nations. We pray for to reach other cities. We pray to disciples, different language and different nationalized people. Ask of me and I will give you the nation. According to Psalm chapter 2 verse 8. Life of prayer. Pray continually. Day and night. Pray in the Spirit. While we are moving. While we are walking. While we are driving. While we are working. We are praying in the Spirit. All kinds of prayer. Your mind be careful. Devote yourself to prayer. Colossians chapter 4 verse 2. Being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chain. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Amen. Pray continuously. Give thanks to the Lord, for that is God's will for you in Christ Jesus our Lord. Prayer, life of prayer. What the Lord has given you more? Material things, houses, cars, mobiles, computers, appliances, all can be used for the glory of God. God has given you talents. Every one of us, God given him talents in certain aspect of knowledge. Or profession, or vocation. We can use it for the glory of God. What the Lord has given you more? Spiritual gift. The gifts of the Holy Spirit to preach, to evangelize, to encourage, to lay hand and pray and people get healed. Message of wisdom, message of knowledge. All these gifts can be used for the glory of God. God wants us to be an energetic Christian. A Christian who are full of love. Full of concern and care. Mindful with the plan of God. Caring for the society that surrounds us. Reaching the lost. Caring those who are being injured. And caring for them. God wants us to be an effective, productive Christian. In the parable that the Lord spoke, he entrusts his property to three servants. Two of them, the Lord say, well done, good and faithful servant. But one of them, who took the one talent, the word of God say, but the man who had received the one talent went off. He switched off. He went off, dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Don't be among those servants who went off, who backslidden, who sit at home in the corner, does not like to work or serve God. They are busy with their own plan, busy with their own atmosphere, busy with their own life, and they have forgotten the Lord. God call us to be faithful to Him. Life of prayer, worship, praising God, fasting, reading the Bible. God call us to be faithful to the family, to the husband and wife, or wife, to the children, to the parents. Plus, God called us faithful for the church, to the church. in tithing, in bringing the tithe regularly, in offering, in attending the church regularly, and the Bible study, and whatever mercy that God had opened to us. God called us to be faithful to the work places that we are employed. We need to be faithful to the places that we are working. We need to be a good steward in our workplaces. Plus, God called us to be faithful to the societies around us. We need to pray for them. Pray for the governors and those in authorities. Pray for them so that we live a life of peace in all godliness. And praying for them to be safe. That's our responsibility to the society. To be a good citizen. Not to break rules. But to be the peacemakers in the society. Every one of us should be committed in all these areas. Some people they say, I'm only committed to God and to the family. But about work, I am careless about work. About church, God does not need me. That is wrong concept. About the society around us, I don't care about anyone, non-believer. Let them go to hell. I don't care about them. That is sin. In all the areas, God wants us to show commitment to Him, to the family, to the church, to the world, to the society. That is the good and faithful servant. Your family, you need to be faithful. Your church, ministry, you need to be faithful. To the society and the place that you are living, you need to be faithful. To God, you need to be faithful. To your workplace, you need to be faithful. Some, they know, but they know wrong things. Now, Jesus is loving and forgiving. He is loving and forgiving, but if there is no repentance, there is no salvation. Christ, when He will come, He will not come to forgive, but He will come to judge. If you are living in waywardness, if you are living in laziness, wickedness, wake up. When He will come, you will be left behind. The Lord is giving you a chance today to repent. The Lord will forgive when you repent. But if you continue this way, you are losing your salvation. What was the reason for the third servant to went off? Why he went off? There is no more effective. It is a closing. No light. No shining. No land service. No fruit. Let us read. Verse 24. Then the man who had received the one talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man. He knew something, but his knowledge is wrong. Some people, they think that once they are saved, they are safe. Our Christ is a forgiving, is a graceful Christ, but He will judge also. If you will not do your part, He will judge you. He will throw you away as He threw that servant. What you know is wrong. Some they believe that, or some they teach, and some churches say, once you are saved, you are saved. That cannot be. If you are backslidden, if you went off, then you are lost. I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you had not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out, and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. He's telling lies to the Lord now. He tried to excuse himself. He said, I knew that you are like that. But that is wrong knowledge. The Bible does not tell us this. The Bible tells us that God, He sow and He reap. And the Bible tells us that we need to be accountable to what the Lord had entrusted to us. His master replied in verse 26, you wicked, lazy servant. What was the reason for him not to serve the Lord? Wickedness, sin. He is busy with his own sinful life. Drinking, smoking, womanizing, collecting money, cheating, corruption, worldliness, happy with the world. He wants to enjoy his life in the wrong way. Wickedness, sin of any kind, when you allow it to control your life. Anger, unforgiveness, filthy living, pornography, wild living. Wickedness makes you ineffective. Third, lazy. Laziness. Laziness is sin. God had given us time, and we need to use that time wisely in the right way. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 23. All hard working brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. Some people, they are only talking, but there is no work. Only boasting. Only showing off. But there is no real hard work. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 6 onward. Laziness is one of the sin that destroy the servant of the Lord. If you keep delaying, keep postponing, keep putting aside and wasting your time in sleeping and resting and watching movies, watching TVs and keeping the work of God aside and the things that you need to do for your family, the things that you need to do for your work, the things that you need to do for your church, the things that you need to do for your country and the people around you. If you keep all these things aside and to get rest, then that laziness would destroy you. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler. The ant, they don't have somebody over it. Do that and do this. But inside, there's a willingness, there's initiative, there's an innate. That is their nature. They will work. They will do the work. From early morning, you need to wake up early, do the work until late night. That is what you need to do. There's a time to rest, time to sleep, time to do the work diligently. Yet it stores provision in summer, and God has food at harvest. They have mind. They know that this time of harvest we need to collect. There's a time that there is famine. In the winter, in the cold, there is no plant. We need to collect for that time. They have mind. They can plan. They can store. They can keep a right place for their food. They are small. How much more the brain that God had given you? Will you not use it for His glory? How long, verse 9, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When you will get up from your sleep? A little sleep, verse 10. A little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. And poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. And that's what the Lord say: wicked, lazy servant. Wickedness, laziness, and wrong knowledge. Don't expect from the Lord that He will forgive your sin if you will not repent. God is calling you today to be diligent, to revive. The Lord does not want any one of you to perish, but to come to the knowledge of Christ and to repent. For the patience of the Lord means salvation for the lost. The Lord judges the servant in verse 28. Take the tenant from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. If you will not Repent. God will take away from you what He has given you. If you are using it in a wrong purpose, wrong way, then God's judgment is coming. Be awake and repent. Be earnest and repent. And come back to the Lord. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. God wants to bless you, but he wants you to repent of your sin. Whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken from him. And verse 30, the Lord say, and throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. God speaking to his disciples, his apostles here, is warning them. They need to follow him. They need to follow his word. God is calling you today. God does not want you to perish. God wants to tell you, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Come and enjoy. Come and share your master's happiness. Come to the Lord now and get revived. I believe that God has spoken to you a lot of things through this message. God has given you a lot of things. Where you are hiding it, where you are putting it, how you are investing it, how you are employing it, why you are allowing sin and wickedness and laziness to destroy your life. What about your knowledge in Christ and His Word? Don't allow false teaching to deceive you, to bring you astray, and to put you in the trap of the devil. Come to the Lord in a prayer. Tell Him, Lord, forgive me my sin. I repent from this day on, Lord. I will live my life unto you. Lord, I believe that today is the day that you call me, Lord, to serve you. Lord, I am willing. I put in your service all what you give me, my life, the very breath of my life, Lord, my time, my money, my talents and gifts, and all what you entrust to me, people, relationship, family, and to society, country, language that I know how to speak and I write. Lord, I put all what you give me into thy service. Lord, my desire to live my life unto you, Lord. Lord, I want to hear from you. Well done, good and faithful servant. Lord, I thank you for your word. And I pray, Lord, that you watch over your word to be fulfilled. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, uphold those servants of yours who are coming to you. Those who have been repented, you uphold them and sustain them. And those who are doing their best, oh God, I pray, you reward them, you encourage them. Let your message bring encouragement, oh God. Lord, take this word of yours, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, to go through barriers, languages, and whatever obstacles, we rebuke it and break it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that the purpose that you have sent this message will be, O God, achieved according to thy will. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.